Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose, everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Oil hit $120 a barrel this morning, though it pulled back hard, settled around $94. The NASDAQ broke below its 200-day moving average, and one G7 meeting tomorrow could either save this tape or send it off a cliff. Good morning, traders. Let's get you ready.
Yeah, good morning. And honestly, that oil move was wild to watch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a $26 intraday range? When's the last time you saw something like that?
Right? Here's the thing. It's like watching a pressure cooker with a faulty valve. But that G7 headline about positive talks on releasing stockpiles, that's the only reason we're not having a full breakdown right now.
Right. And the formal meeting's tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, yeah. And I'm telling you, that's going to define this entire week.
Okay, so let's talk about what actually happened yesterday, because the index numbers are lying to us, aren't they?
Yeah. Totally. Oh, completely. So the NASDAQ closed green, barely, like plus 0.1%, but only 27% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average.
Oh, wow. Wait, 27? Not 40, not 35, 27%?
27. So basically, the NASDAQ being green is a lie.
Okay, but even two superstars can win a game. At what point does the rest of the roster actually matter here?
Right, that's exactly the right question. It's like a basketball team where two superstars are scoring 40 points each while the rest of the roster is shooting 2 for 15. Eventually, the bench has to show up or you lose in the second round. And right now, the bench is nowhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
S&P down 0.3%, Dow down 0.7%, 8 of 11 sectors closed red.
8 of 11? That's not a pullback, that's a rout.
And our bull-bear ratio is sitting at 128 bulls versus 246 bears.
Oh, man. That's nearly 1-2.
Nearly 1-2, yeah. And the 40-day trend confirms it. This isn't a one-day blip. This is structural.
So the breadth picture is ugly. The tape is fragile. What actually stopped this from being a full break?
One G7 headline about positive talks on releasing global oil stockpiles. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Without that, we're looking at a completely different session. But the formal meeting's tomorrow morning, and this is as binary as it gets.
Okay, walk me through the scenarios.
Coordinated stockpile release gets announced. Energy names reverse hard. Cyclicals get a relief bid. Breadth potentially improves. Talks break down.
We're back to yesterday's lows, right?
With conviction. And honestly, there's basically no way to hedge this cleanly. You either pick a side or sit on your hands.
So what do you actually do today?
Look, this is exactly the tape where ABC matters. Always be in control. Because the guys who blow up today are the ones who sized up into a binary event. Size down, honor your stops, no heroics before the headline drops.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And T3A, think 3 days ahead. Position today with Wednesday's landscape in mind. It's like a jury verdict, you know? Everyone knows it's coming, nobody knows which way it goes, and the smart move is not to bet the farm before the foreman reads the decision.
All right, so stay disciplined today. But there are names moving right now in pre-market. What are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
So, AVGO at 344.17, up 4.1%, relative volume at 1.7. 5,000 institutional holders, this is the institutional-grade semi-play, riding the only sector with real momentum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then PBR at 1824, up 3.6%, relative volume at 2.2, direct energy exposure with volume confirmation.
Exactly. And that geopolitical bid isn't going away before the G7 meeting.
Exactly. And if the NASDAQ holds that 200-day, honestly, MRVL at 937 is the quieter semi-name that could move. It's been coiling, and it's the one I keep coming back to.
Right. Right. Interesting. What about the defensive side?
REGN at 772.35, up 1.6%. This is the one house on the block that didn't flood. Healthcare is getting crushed, but this name is holding, and that flat monthly ATR tells you it's coiling, not collapsing.
Wow. New lows in healthcare broadly? I thought that was supposed to be the safe harbor.
Not this tape. Now here's a weird one. COER at 235.72 gapped down 5.68%, but it's joining the S&P 500. 1090 funds already holding, 23.2% increase in fund ownership.
So the gap down is actually...
the dislocation, not the story. Yeah. It's like getting a job offer and tripping on the way into the office. Embarrassing in the moment, but the paycheck is still coming.
Yeah, exactly. And HCA? Mm-hmm.
HCA at $538.84, up 1.1%. Hospital operator with institutional backing holding the line while the broader sector deteriorates. Not exciting, but, I mean, in this tape, not exciting is a compliment.
All right, so how do you actually trade this open? Practically, first 30 minutes, what are you watching?
Sector positioning first. Energy and utilities are the only two shelters in this storm. RSPG at plus 3.91 in the 76th percentile, RSPU at plus 2.82 in the 73rd.
Right. So those are the only two places to hide.
Everything else is broken or breaking. Financials and consumer discretionary at historical lows, healthcare making new data set lows. Stay away from all three.
Oh, man. Okay, one number and one rule. What do traders walk in with?
The one level, NASDAQ 200-day moving average at 22,101.90. Watch it in the first 30 minutes. A decisive close below changes this market's character.
And the rule? Size down and?
Honor stops. This is not the tape to swing big before the G7 verdict. First 30 minutes, watch energy names confirm the pre-market bid. Watch semis for NASDAQ support. Watch financials for further deterioration. The opportunities are real, but they only work if you're still in the game when the dust settles.
Okay, so if someone's driving in right now and missed everything, what's the one thing they need to know?
Tomorrow's G7 meeting is the jury verdict for this entire week. Set your alerts, be ready for both outcomes, and do not size up into it.
Right. And the market is more fragile than the index numbers suggest. 27% breath and 8 of 11 sectors broken tells you everything the NASDAQ close doesn't.
Yeah, that's it. Stay in control today so you can actually trade tomorrow.
We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with the G7 verdict and everything you need to trade it. Let's go.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.